Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see.
It's Mr. Ben E. King, ladies and gentlemen.
No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't.
Doesn't get any better than that. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. We're spinning some platters and talking about small businesses. Your small business, my small business. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the small business advocate and having more fun than the law allows here. Working with you, talking to you, and spending some time together. Thank you for being here. I really appreciate it. I got some things I want to say about... I want to give you a report. I want to get back with you on with a report on this, a poll that we took with you a week ago. If, as you know, the Obama administration is in the process of divesting the United States of ownership, of ultimate control over the Internet. And that's going on even as we speak. And I started reporting on this several weeks ago. On this particular episode, because when everybody else was all nuts over the Malaysian airliner going down, which is sad. I'm sorry about that, but the other things are going on in the world while this is going on, and while that was happening, I was reporting to you about this ICANN thing that's going on right now. So I wrote an article about it. I talked to you about it, and it did some interviews and I also polled you. We asked you what you thought about this. And so I want to report to you on what we found. And first, let me remind you that I've been talking about this for a dozen years. I've been reporting on this program about the global covetousness that countries have around the globe of our control, the U.S. control of the Internet, even though we built it. Even though we have it because of the United States of America. So it doesn't surprise me that other global players would like the U.S. government to relinquish its control over the Internet. But I was surprised a few weeks ago when Steve DelBianco, our longtime Brain Trust member, who's been reporting to me, with me, giving us these reports on the UN and everything, everybody trying to take get control of the Internet. I was surprised when Steve said that on this show that the Obama administration planned to cede ultimate control of and ownership of the Internet governance and management to what they call a multi-stakeholder global group. Well, since I believe that this is a very dangerous mistake of epic proportion, I've been ramping up my reporting on this and with other experts. Remember last week I talked to Mike Daniels, former president of Network Solutions, Inc., who was the governance contractor, the first governance contractor that the U.S. gave control of the Internet to by contract prior to ICANN, prior to the Internet Corporation of Assigned Names and Numbers, ICANN. So, and then, as you know, I wrote the article last week all about this, and even former President Bill Clinton is now on record. He said this. I heard him say it, that he is opposed to Obama's plan to cede control of the Internet to other countries, to other stakeholders. But for some reason, as I said, this. Issue, this plan by the Obama administration didn't get the coverage that it should have. Hopefully now it is. Hopefully something can be done to stop the divesting of this, because what we found out was that when we polled you, 86% of our audience said thumbs down to the Obama administration's Internet governance plan to relinquish control of the Internet to other countries. Remember, if you go back and read the article that I wrote. You can go to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. It'll be right there. There's also a video. I did a video on this as well. Read the article, and you'll find out that ICANN is already a multi-stakeholder organization. It is being run by and advised by and overseen by people representing 110 countries. The United States government is not running the internet. They merely have contracted the ability to run it to someone else. But ultimately, the U.S. does have control because it is a contract, because it's our asset. Tell me there's another country on the planet that would be as honest a broker, as honest a steward as the United States has been for the last 45 years of overseeing and governing in an equitable way the internet. There is no other country that would do that. I don't care whether I don't care whether Putin invades Crimea. You may not care whether what he does or what Iran does or what happens to the Malaysian airplane. But you should care a lot whether Russia, China, Iran, Venezuela, or the UN one day can vote on how the internet is managed. I think that would be a mistake of epic proportions. Talk to your member of Congress, because 89%, 86% of you think this is a bad idea. Let's get this thing going and stop this loss of a great American asset. 29 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. And you ain't had it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.